Everybody ready? Yeah, great. Well, good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all. Unfortunately, Bruce isn't with us again today. He's now home from hospital and recovering a little bit each day, I would say, would you? Yeah?
Slowly. He's not ready to come back yet.
No, bless him. So, he's staying put at the moment, but hopefully with our prayers he'll be back soon. And we also need to pray for Sarah today. She's not doing ever so well, so she can't actually get here at the moment. She can't drive, but I think it's more than that. I don't think she feels well enough to come. So, but we'll keep in touch with her and see if, you know, if there's any way she can come with a lift or whatever. So anyway, it's good to be here. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. So when we have our time of prayer, and please do, you know, all feel free to share prayers. But yeah, she definitely needs it soon. So, so good morning to everyone online as well. And we'll be praying for some of the people that are online too later on. A thank you from the food bank, not just us, but the pub have been collecting Easter eggs for our, you know, for Riviera Food Bank, and other people have been giving too, haven't they? And they've been amazed at the response for the kind of Easter appeal. So that's wonderful. So that's, I mean, it's not wonderful that it's needed, but good that people are giving and realizing what people are going through at this time. And just a reminder about the Philippa Hannah, I don't know if you'd call it a concert at Christchurch in Paignton. She's there on Good Friday. I think there's one on Good Friday and two on Easter Saturday, but next week we'll make sure. Bruce has kindly printed up some flyers for it, but I took them all home and didn't save one for today. So we'll let you know more about that next week. Next week is Palm Sunday. It seems to have come round quickly. So let's pray and then we'll begin. So, Lord, thank you for bringing us all here this morning, and we lift all those unable to be with us and send them love and blessings online as they will see this later. But Lord, we come to worship you, and I thank you that we can celebrate Easter every day. We don't have to wait for 2 weeks' time, but it is a wonderful opportunity to witness to your name, to be out there, to be in here and other places, and that Easter is still celebrated in this country, albeit other things like bunnies get involved, but we know the truth and we're here because of that truth. So we worship you now, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So we're going to start with Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Holy, holy, holy,
today our message, chosen by Bruce, and the reading also chosen by Bruce, is when the Spirit speaks, we should act. So the songs will follow that theme, as always. And obviously the first one was talking about the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this song, He is the Lord and He reigns on high. And it says, show your power, O Lord our God. Show your power. And it sings, ends with, send your power, O Lord our God. To him, we are focusing on the Holy Spirit this morning and how our prayers are because we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. This is why and how we pray, and we can just chat with Abba Father because He has sent His Holy Spirit to live in us. So I'll just pray, and then if anyone else would like to pray for those in our family here who are not feeling so great right now, and I think it'd be good if we pray for Deborah too at that point. So oh Lord, we thank you that you sent your Holy Spirit to dwell in us. You didn't leave us on our own. So we can celebrate what we know as the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we can't completely understand what that means. Some things are a mystery to us. But we know that we have access to the Father through the Son and the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we celebrate that this morning. And it is through your Holy Spirit and in your name, Jesus, that we can lift those of our family here who need your healing touch on their lives right now. And we want to pray in your will. So let's have a time now. Do either pray quietly in your hearts, or please do speak out as we're looking at that today. As the Spirit speaks, act. So if there's someone on your heart to bring this morning, please share with us all.
Loving Heavenly Father, I would like to pray for Deborah, my wife. She's not had an easy time at the moment with her fibro. It's causing her a lot of pain and stress. Please take that from her.
Yeah.
Give her healing. Make her feel stronger.
Yes.
She's not feeling very strong at the moment, but keep her safe under your wing. Lord, may I see an improvement as time goes on. And just keep her safe so that she's here with me for as long as we have. And Lord, I ask that prayer because I do feel deeply and passionately about the hurt she's feeling right now. And Lord, I'd also like to pray for Dad and Mum. Dad so loves to be here. Dad loves to bring his message. Dad is still here in spirit. But Dad feels at this moment is not time for him to come back yet. Give Mum strength to cope with the things she has to cope with. It's not easy on Mum. She's not finding it easy either. And Lord, may you put your love, support and strength into the both of them so that they can both be back here beside us, worshipping with us, loving us and sending us the message that we all love to hear.
Yes.
Also pray for Big Bruce, the loving work he does for all of us here, and his dad John. Be with the family as an old Lord, and keep Bruce strong, especially to cope with his fibro as well.
Yes.
He doesn't have an easy time either, and we appreciate all what he does. And Richard, Jilly, and the rest of us here as a whole, and Brian, and Rita, and everyone's families combined. Be with them, keep them strong, keep them loving and supporting you, Lord, in all what they do and say to bring your glory to this place today. And I ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, whether we're at home or here at church or wherever we are. I do pray for all who are in very distress. So many people that I know alone, I lift them up to you. Pray for Jilly with these old headaches and troubles. And I pray for calmness and pain-free for her. Think of Jackie too, my daughter-in-law, with this fibromyalgia as well. And I know by her.
Yeah, I love that.
The trouble that she has, and She can hardly move some days. Two or three steps and she's had enough. But yet, luckily for her, when the sun is shining, it helps her so much. It's funny how it helps one person and not another, but that I thank you for, the Terry helping her. Pray, Lord, for all of us who have nervous problems or anxieties. I know what it's like, and I just pray to be calm and not to fret and worry about these things. To give them to you, Lord, and that you will undertake and overrule. Just thank you once again. Think of Helen too, that somebody specialist who need to come and see her, they will soon come and do something rather than whatever, they're just not doing things and checking up. Pray for it all here, Lord. Thank you once again. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you for your love. And thank you that we can come to you morning, noon or night and leave our problems, concerns with you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And we lift Sarah to you, Lord. And pray, there seem to be a few things going on in her body right now. So we pray that you will bring healing from the top of her head to the tip of her toes, Lord. Bring that healing that she also may be back with us soon. And for Sarah Jane, who we haven't seen for a while, Lord, be with her, Jesus. So thank you, Lord, that you hear all our prayers. Thank you, Lord. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to sing, "Be Still, for the Presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Come bow before him now with reverence and fear. In him no sin is found. We stand on holy ground. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here." You reading? Oh, you sat down. Richard's going to bring the reading for us this morning.
The reading's taken from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and when and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
Amen. Amen. Thank you. So our next song is "Great is the Darkness That Covers the Earth, Oppression, Injustice and Pain. Nations are slipping in hopeless despair, though many have come in your name. Watching while sanity dies, touched by the madness and lies." And of course, we are seeing a lot of madness right now in the world. We shouldn't be surprised. End times have been coming since Jesus was resurrected. But we are seeing those signs. And so this song covers that. And we just trust in Jesus for all of it. And whatever happens, we trust. We take a day at a time and each day, not in fear, but keeping our eyes on him. And the chorus says, "Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, pour out your spirit, we pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, pour out your spirit on us today."
Believe in your name.
this over a little bit. Checking the time. Well, normally, when Bruce hasn't been able to be here last minute, he's prepared something in advance, but obviously he's not well enough to do that at the moment. So what we decided was that I will keep his themes that he felt the Lord had given him and the reading that he had chosen for the day. And then I've just put some thoughts together. And I always prefer to do that with using the word, with a little few thoughts in between. So, of course, our title today is When the Spirit Speaks, We Should Act. And we're seeing how important that is in these times and in many different ways too. But how does God speak to us? So for me, the main thing is through his word with the power of the Holy Spirit. And the first few verses that I'm going to share are where Jesus tells us that he won't, no, it's fine, thanks, that he won't leave us on our own, but that he will send the Holy Spirit. So in John 14:15, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you." And in Matthew 28:18-20, then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." And Richard's just read for us Acts 1:1-8. And verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So as the disciples wait in the upper room after Jesus has ascended, he says the promised Holy Spirit comes upon them. So in Acts 2:1-4, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there? The Apostle Paul, who was a great man of God, had himself acted when Jesus spoke to him from above. And that's a story for another time because it's so big. And he says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. After the Apostle Paul has begun his ministry and has witnessed to many people, we read about a Jewish man called Apollos who came to Ephesus and was boldly preaching about Jesus in the synagogue. Priscilla and Aquila, who had been traveling with the Apostle Paul, invited Apollos to their home to explain to him the way of God more adequately. After receiving accurate teaching from Priscilla and Aquila, we read in Acts 18, when Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. On arriving, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted the Jews in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Apollos is just one example of where the Spirit spoke. He acted. And how encouraged by his brothers and sisters, he had gone on to debate with the Jewish people, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. How blessed are we that we have the full Bible with both the Old and New Testaments, where God can speak to us through his Holy Spirit. And another way that we can know what the Spirit is saying is in finding peace. And following Jesus' teaching on the Holy Spirit to his disciples, he says in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And those famous verses too in Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. If there's something on your heart and you're wondering if the Lord is asking you to act, turn to Philippians 4:4-7 that we've just read. We often think of this verse when we're concerned about someone or some difficult situation. But this word is equally valid for guidance in finding peace with a decision we need to make. Therefore, if we look back at the title of our message today, When the Spirit Speaks, Act, we can trust that as we talk to Jesus about it and receive his peace, we will be able to step out knowing that he will equip us for the task. Sometimes he speaks audibly. He certainly did with the Apostle Paul. Again, wouldn't we love to hear from the Lord speaking out of the sky to us? That would make life a lot easier. But I just took one example here of Elijah. After God used Elijah to perform a miracle on Mount Carmel, which we can read about in 1 Kings 18, We also read in 1 Kings 19 of Jezebel threatening to kill him. Elijah was afraid, and in verse 9 we find him hiding in a cave. And it says in 1 Kings 19, 9, and the word of the Lord came to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. And I do encourage you, you probably know the stories well, but 1 Kings 18 and 19, so amazing. And you think, why did he run? But it's all there. Anyway, I can only share that one time that I really felt that God spoke to me in this way, a gentle whisper. I may have already shared it in my testimony, but I was on a short retreat asking the Lord if I should go back on our church council. I'd been on the retreat for a little while, and I think I was nearing the time when I needed to pick the children up from school. I was sitting on the floor praying. The word came to me, stop being so busy and spend time with me, in a sweet way. So I was obedient to the Lord and spent the next couple of years spending much more time in the word and going to teaching meetings than actually doing. When the Lord called me 2 years later to run a summer holiday club in our local school, with many helpers from all the local churches, he thoroughly equipped me for the job, and we organised the club again the next year. So as we refer back to when the Spirit speaks, act, it may be to take time out with him rather than busying ourselves as it was for me at that time. Equally, he may be calling us to other work for him, prepared in advance for us to do, as we read in Ephesians 2. But whatever he says, we need to listen to his voice and respond. He speaks to us through trusted pastors and trusted brothers and sisters, like our family here. We think of examples in the Word where the Lord entrusts his own appointed apostles to share with others. For example, Paul's letters to Timothy and Titus are full of guidance as he carefully instructs them on how to carry out their duties as ministers or servants of the gospel. We've already spoken about Apollos and how he was encouraged and directed by his brother and sister Aquila and Priscilla. There are those who are given the gift of encouragement, as we read about in Romans 12:8. And in Ephesians 4, we are given a list of those who are called to build up the church. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. If we think about prophets in the Old Testament, we think of those who were given words to share by God, as they didn't have the Holy Spirit. Some, however, were given the Holy Spirit for a specific time, but only temporarily. But now, as believers in Jesus, we have lost page 5. We receive the Holy Spirit and are able to hear from God in various ways and act. There are many ways that as the Spirit speaks, we need to act. We may be prompted by the Holy Spirit, by him putting someone's name on our hearts, and perhaps need to drop them a text or give them a call to see how they are or to pray for them. It may be that we are at a crossroads and have a major decision to make. All we've spoken about so far this morning will be spiritual safeguards in moving forward in our walk with Jesus, led by his Holy Spirit. So I just want to finish with 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Amen. So we're going to sing. All over the world, the Spirit is moving.
Yes, please.
We all need our batteries charging. So our last song today is, "For I'm building a people of power and I'm making a people of praise."
that will move through this land by my Spirit and will glorify my precious name.
For I'm building a people of power, and I'm making a people of praise, that will move through this land by my Spirit, and will glorify my precious name. Build your church, Lord, make us strong, Lord, join our hearts, Lord, through your Son.
Nothing.